Welcome to Voices of Women. I'm your host, Chris Stanis, and also the founder of Women of Wisdom Foundation. We are putting on our 30th annual WOW conference, which is virtual this year for the second year. We're very excited. Our theme this year is celebrating our sacred pearls, nourishing the waters of the divine feminine, which we just love this theme this year. I forgot to put my pearls on today, but we've been really going into the theme of the pearls. We have lots of experiential workshops to choose from, and keynote speakers are Rianne Eisler and Cynthia James. And we have panels of interesting topics for women on issues. And yes, it's going to be great. So go check it out on our website at womanofwisdom.org. Look for the 2022 conference. So today I have with me Karen Joy Fletcher. She has been a presenter at WOW for many years, and usually we're in person, so her movement workshops are always great to participate in, and even online, she gets people moving. So we're excited to have you, Karen. She's doing a workshop this time on the primal power of play, Earth Gym. Karen Joy Fletcher is a writer, Qigong instructor, and adventurer. Loves to share her passions of Qigong, Earth Gym, and nourishing life philosophy with people around the world. She's a personal student of Qigong Grandmaster Xu Mingtang, has trained with him in the Shaolin Monastery in China, and traveled with him worldwide. She's also a student of a master Chinese medicine doctor. She's inspired by extensive training with Mick, the Barefoot Sensei Dodge. She offers Qigong and earth-based movement and programs to people around the world, including at retreat centers such as Omega Institute in New York. She also leads Qigong and wilderness treks and retreat trips in Western China, and was featured in one of 21 Qigong experts worldwide at the Qigong Effect Online Summit. And you can go to her website and find out more about her at KarenJoyFletcher.com. So welcome, Karen.
Thank you, Chris. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yes. Well, let's just start off and tell us about your work with Earth Gym. We'll just get right into the topic.
So Earth Gym, I'm really excited about this workshop. And yes, I have been teaching it online since COVID, so it's possible. Earth Gym is one of my primary passions. I have a few main passions, and Earth Gym is up in the top three. So what is Earth Gym? Earth Gym really taps into our childhood passions of using outdoor play to learn from life around us. And so it gets us in our bodies, moving in different terrains. And we also use special earth tools, which are things that many of us have all used in our childhood, such as sticks and stones, which will be highlighted in the workshop at WOW. And also barefooting, using ropes and trees. We even have iron hammers, those iron maces that we train with. So it's using our body as an amusing tool to learn from one of our greatest teachers, Mother Earth, in a very playful and primal way.
Oh, yeah, that's fun. I mean, yeah, just it feels good to think about, going back to your childhood. What did you love to do when you went outside to play? And just think about those things.
Yes.
So how did you come to this practice? Because you have so much in your background of Qigong and Chinese medicine and speaking Chinese and studying over there.
Yes, well, you know, it started in childhood playing outside. I grew up in the country. And as you know, many children in past generations, I think, have had the blessing of growing up in nature and having a lot of time in nature. But this practice of Earth Gym, I didn't really come into it until much later in my life. And, you know, I see myself as a playful person, and I'm a kinesthetic learner. So I do love using my body in these different modalities you mentioned. But as an adult, you know, I started playing, I think, outside less and less, although I didn't realize it until I met Mick Dodge. And so this, how I got into Earth Gym is I was actually, once I moved to Seattle, I was giving a talk at the Seattle Bioneers Conference. This was in 2007 on Qigong and conscious language. And in the same room, a man named Mick Dodge was giving a talk on walking mountain yoga, which is what we now term as Earth Gym. And so we both heard what each other had to say and were really inspired. So after both of our talks, we're like, hey, can I talk to you? And he was living in the Ho Rainforest at the time, but was in Seattle for a few days. So we met up at Green Lake to keep training because he was sharing about, you know, training with sticks, going barefooting, using stones, and the simple framework that I'll be sharing in my workshop. And I was so inspired. So we met up at Green Lake Park. For those of you in the Seattle area, probably know of this park. It's a beautiful lake with a 3-mile trail around it, lots of big trees. And so I met up with him and we were, you know, training with the sticks and up in the trees and swinging on ropes. And I at one point just started to cry. And it was really because I realized that this is something I had been really desiring to do and yearning to do, but wasn't, I didn't see a way to give myself that inner permission. I didn't even know that I was missing it until I was there. And it was like giving this framework of a way to play in nature again. And I had in that moment seen that, yes, I'm a dancer. I love to play on the dance floor. I love to hike. I like to bike. And even Green Lake, I would often just stay on the path. And yet there's so much more to explore. And this was giving me a framework to get back in the trees again, to pick up sticks again. And I love sticks, and to just move my body in ways I hadn't in a while. And it just opened up this doorway of permission to play. And it was from there that I dove into the practice, and then I started to teach the practice. And then I went out to the Ho Rainforest many, many times to train with Mick, and then taking this out into the wild. And so that was the beginning of how I came into it, and it became a big part of my life in a fast way.
Yeah, well, and you pretty much shared how much that has inspired you and nourished you. And talk about that, what it is for, you know, why, I mean, sometimes we're just so busy in our sort of Western lifestyle that we forget the ways, really easy, simple things that we can do to nourish ourselves. And you're speaking about one, about play and being outside. And any other ways that it's transformed your life?
So many ways. And I want to, even though I just mentioned, I want to go back to this inner permission for play, because this has been a huge, it's like opening a doorway, a gateway, to be fully immersed in experiencing our natural world again. There's so much, there's, you know, these tiny and not so tiny miracles happening in every moment, off the trail, in the trees, by burying our nose in the moist moss, or looking under a log and seeing the little creatures under there, or wherever we are, that permission to just explore our surroundings was so huge. And I find that this inner permission gateway really mirrors an earlier aha I had earlier on my healing journey, which was an aha into the practice of mindfulness. And the teacher, one of my teachers, probably one of many of these people, all of you listening, teachers, Thich Nhat Hanh. And I remember when I came into mindfulness, just that thought of like, oh, you mean I can enjoy taking a shower? I can enjoy doing the dishes and the warm, bubbly, fuzzy water? Like, I already like to do it, but now I can give myself that permission to enjoy it. So it's been similar with Earth Gym, to like, pick up those sticks again, to in the forest, explore all the nooks and crannies on the gravel bars, to you know, really play with the stones, move my bodies with them, climb over the mossy logs, and have this full body movement and exploration. And something miraculous happens when we do this. We get really happy, and I'm generally a happy person, but I had a lot of anxiety at this period of my life when I came into Earth Gym, and these tools really just helped to burst that natural exuberance from the earth, just like comes through our body, and it came through my body in a big way. And it also nurtured this feeling of belonging to the earth. Like, of course we belong to the earth, but By having that permission to really play on all of our Earth's terrains again and explore like a child with those eyes of wonder, and to find how I fit in certain crannies and up in the trees again, nooks in the trees, there's this coming back into our senses that happens when we're out there playing. But it's also then this coming home again, coming home to the heart of what matters, which is the earth, and feeling that belonging. And there's a freedom in that too. And I've had many, you know, many transformations on my journey. In my classes, when I train with stones, I often share a transformation I had through moving through self-doubt and into a place of trusting my life. I've had a pivotal choice point in my life using sticks with another one of my woman friends as a like tug of war, but using our language and words with it, and how it just by grounding with my body and moving my body and feeling into the earth, it helped me. That energy from the earth comes through, but it helps illuminate what's in my heart, what's true for me. So I've had these pivotal moments as well as these more bigger experiential openings for then I take that in every part of my life. So it continues to transform my life as a way of living and exploring and learning from Mother Earth in each moment.
So how about somebody who may not be as active? Like, I'm not about to climb a tree, although it would be fun to. I don't know if my body could do it. And so what do you suggest for people who are a little more, little less mobility issues?
Yeah, so that's a great question. I just want to highlight that this practice is for all people of all ages and all movement abilities. Everyone can pick up a stick, you know, it doesn't have to be a heavy stick, and just feel the stick. And even if you're sitting in a chair, as you lift it above your head, how does it help you stretch and breathe into your body in a new way? Or feel the texture of stones, and it can be small stones, but we'll go into sticks and stones in my class. But instead of just collecting stones, like, if I pick up two stones and move with it a little bit, do I notice that it starts to help me breathe deeper into my body, and what aliveness comes in when I do that? Even taking off our shoes, once spring is more fully here and in the summertime it's a lot easier, but not everybody is into that practice. And if you can find a mossy floor in the forest floor or on the beach or even at a park on the grass, take off your shoes and just feel that delight of your feet touching the earth again. That's a wonderful way. And allowing yourself to wander with that sense of wonder is a big part of this practice too.
Well, I'm just thinking, like, as kids, we probably ran around barefoot a lot, and we tend to do that less as adults. And it is one, you know, like walking on the beach in the sand and walking on your grass. And I think we have to consciously think about doing that, because we're just so used to just keeping our shoes on. but that does bring back that the senses, the sensation you get from your feet touching the earth. And what that does, you can ground very easily with your shoes on and sitting in a chair and even just walking, but really touching the earth with your feet is something, when you think about, I don't know, there's something childlike about it, something magical.
Yes, and it's a lot harder to stay in one's head if your shoes are off, because we have so many neurons on the bottom of our feet. And once I take my shoes off, all of a sudden my body is being flooded with all of the sensory information and the energy of the earth as well under our feet. And it tends to, you know, I teach Qigong too, and there's a point on the bottom of the foot called Yongquan in Chinese, which means bubbling spring. And you do actually feel this kind of like bubbling of energy. It can feel like this happiness, or just like, ooh, I haven't felt that before or for a long time. But just when we take off our shoes, one of the first things that happens, we become aware, we're in our senses, and there's this natural delight that comes through.
So it also touches into a form of like a moving meditation and doing this kind of work that, you know, we don't have to be sitting in a chair meditating. There's such a thing as, you know, walking meditations and the moving meditation. So talk a little bit about that.
Yeah. So this can be a great moving meditation. And I also like, I mean, part of the play in this workshop and in this modality of Earth Gym is that I also think meditation can sometimes bring a sense of seriousness. And it's, oh, this is going to be I got to be quiet and still, or just the seriousness of spiritual practice, which isn't all serious. But this movement meditation or playful movement, this inner permission to explore our surroundings. So, I do teach a type of meditative movement, Qigong, but in keeping with the Earth Gym, I show a simple framework to move with from which infinite amounts of creativity can come through with it. And we use our breath, and by being outside and we can take our shoes off, that we naturally will find new ways of moving, and the tools, the earth tools, really help with that. As like, for example, sticks. When I have people move with sticks, just having a stick in our hand and then exploring how to move with something else outside of our body will help us to move in different ways. And another movement meditation in this practice that we touched on earlier is like the way of wandering, and wandering in a place of wonder, of exploring the earth, with our bare feet, or just that natural like openness, the playfulness to, ooh, I see the sun shining on that log. I'm gonna go climb on that. And what could I lay down? Maybe I'll sit, maybe I'll smell. There's a branch here. I'm just gonna hang on it for a little bit and breathe. And that can be a sense of moving meditation with the landscape.
Mm-hmm. It reminds me of, I don't know, those hesitations we have to, I'm going to get my clothes dirty. I'm going to fall off the log, or I mean, all these sort of limitations that our minds put on it that as a kid, we probably didn't do that. We just run and fall and get hurt.
Yeah. I have a 4-year-old son, you know, and he's always outside. And the rain pants are great for that, because once you got your rain pants on, it's like, oh, I can sit down in the mud. I can, you know, who cares? So get yourself a pair of rain pants.
Yeah. Well, it really allows you to touch into your childhood, and, you know, it touches into the joy of life. And, you know, we always smile when we see kids do this. So that's, we do it vicariously, but how many times do we do it for ourselves? So, given that we're online, I imagine people aren't going to be able to be online and be outside probably, but are you going to, you know, how are you going to manage that? How will it happen in the workshop?
Yeah. So, I've taught this many times now, online, and if people can be outside, you can definitely bring your computer outside. I'm going to ask people to bring a stick that's about at least shoulder height that can hold their weight. So when you press into it, it doesn't snap. You can also use a broom or a shovel, and then 2 equal weighted stones that takes your full hand to hold, and 1 heavier stone for 2 hands. So you can, and if you don't have access to stones, you could get a big bag of rice, or, you know, 2 smaller bags of rice for the smaller stones, or canned goods. You can definitely do it inside if that's what works best in terms of temperature and weather and space availability. If you have the option to open the window just to bring in the fresh air, that's wonderful. I'll just want people, invite people to have enough space where they can move, you know, all 360 degrees around them, of arm's width around them for that practice. So people are welcome to come outside. If the weather's good, I'm going to be teaching from outside. And if it's raining, I'll be teaching from inside. So.
Well, and we'll see. We're in Seattle. Well, and, you know, people can access the Whova app on their phone too. So, I mean, computers great for, you know, having a big screen, but for this workshop, you could take your phone outside and be on the mobile for on the Whova app on mobile, which might be easy for being outside. So that might work too. And yeah, I mean, yeah, I can go in my backyard and take my computer out there and still have internet close enough to me. So anything else that you want to share, any takeaways or tips to share for with our guests that are listening?
Well, in the workshop, we will dive in more about play and just how important it is. And it is as important to our health and well-being as a good night's sleep. And there's just more and more research coming out on play and all the benefits of it. So we will really be diving into play. And that's really the heart of this practice and the heart of how we learn. It's there's this new science out now about that we think through with our bodies, that it's not just our brains, and that if we're just thinking with our brains, it's a type of thinking that's it's a lot more limited. But when we're actually I think we've probably all experienced this, that after going for a walk or a run or just being outside, we feel more clear in our head, and we might get a new idea about something, or just like new possibilities just show up in our consciousness that might not have been there before. That's a way of thinking through our body and of using our landscapes around us to be inspired and to learn. So we'll go into that in more detail. I think some key takeaways for our time today is just this remembering your inner permission to play, and that playing in our earth gym is everywhere. So no matter if you live in the city or in what's called the open fence lands, like where I am and more of the countryside, there's rivers and there's neighborhoods, or if you're close to the gated wild, wherever we live, getting in those three terrains is very important. And even if it's just in your backyard or the trees in your park, getting out and exploring the earth gym that's everywhere is so important. Find the earth tools that are around you. What kind of sticks do you have to play with, or stones in your environment, or other earth tools that you might discover? If you have kids, playing with kids is a great way to get into that playful state. I do encourage you, if you can, to climb a tree. It could even be just taking one foot off the ground, or hanging from a branch and just letting your body hang, just to tactile. Reconnect with that sense of play, probably that stems back to your childhood. I've experienced many times working with groups, particularly women, when they get back in the trees, this flooding of emotion and joy of reconnecting to this childhood passion of being in the trees. A couple more things. You have a habit you want to change? Change your habitat. Get outside and step into the earth. Go barefoot when you can and follow your feet, and the earth will teach. These are all tips and gems to encourage you on your practice of playing in our earth gym.
Mm-hmm. And so this is going to be a doing workshop. We're not just talking about it. We're talking about it now, but when you're in your workshop, you're going to be doing it. That's great. So just one last question. I'd like to ask people how your workshop fits in our theme, celebrating our sacred pearls, honoring the divine feminine, or nourishing the divine feminine.
Thank you for asking that. Well, honoring the divine feminine, what better way than to touch into the mother of all of us, our Mother Earth? And as we do that, she nourishes us. The more we tap into and connect with our Mother Earth, and from that playful way, I say play is a gateway. And a gateway for her love, for her inspiration, for her energy to flood into our body and being. And as we do that, our own pearls of wisdom of what we're here to do will shine forth even brighter. So whatever our gifts are to give to the world, whatever our purpose and soulful shine is here on the world, the more that we tap into the earth and in that play and that in all different terrains is that gateway to really connect deeply and to let the earth song shine through us in those pearls of wisdom to really shine forth into the world.
Yeah, that's lovely. Well, thanks, Karen. And everybody can go to Karen's workshop. Website is karenjoyfletcher.com. And check out everything on the Woman of Wisdom conference page at our WOW website is womanofwisdom.org. Just look for conference and the 2022 conference. I can't believe 2022 and we're at our 30th. Anyway, we're very excited about that. So please join us. And thank you so much for being here, Karen.
Thank you, Chris. My pleasure.